Vorp, just got a funny feeling that West Coast might be able to get, maybe move right into outright premiership favouritism this Friday.
Yes, the winner of Friday night's game, you suspect, will be favourites come Saturday morning, irrespective of what happens on Saturday. Let's check in with Adam Simpson, some of his press conference.
Oh, yeah, look, we've been obviously trying to manage our, not expectations, but our, the way we want to be perceived and what we're trying to do throughout the whole year. We wanted to start the year by improving. That meant getting into the finals, so that was our planning. We didn't put a ceiling on it. We wanted to continue to develop our list. We're excited about our list, and we didn't make too many changes last year, so put a bit of belief in the players, and as the season progressed, we obviously got some wins and things changed, and we finished second on the ladder, and now we can have a tilt at it.
What's your take on tonight? Do you like going into a final with such a huge win under the belt?
It's a good question. We've been playing pretty tough opponents for the last 6 weeks, and I don't know how many, probably four or five top six sides in the last 6 weeks. So I think we're match hardened. And last week was really disappointing. Probably got us to realign our intent and mindset from last week's game. And there's probably a couple of clubs today who went through that this week. So hopefully that's a thing of the past.
What's more concerning with the way you've won tonight? To kick the goals and have the big margin win, 95 points, or to keep them to just 10 scoring shots?
What's concerning with that?
What's a better way to win?
Look, I thought the second half we played in a way that reminded of us of what we want to stand for as a club and how we want to play. We want to attack, but we want to defend well as well. So the game wasn't really played in our half in the first half, and I thought we probably, just because we were a little bit more experienced and a little bit more to play for, we had ascendancy at half time. But I thought the second half, Saints got a bit tired, but we played a more solid brand of footy.
Are you convinced that your style of footy can win finals?
I don't think it's about your style, or I don't think it gets to that. I mean, everyone's got a different way of playing the game, but when you strip it back, it's not that different. So there's little tweaks. You've got to have talent. You've got to have belief. Those things are pretty important as well. So to answer your question, yes, I do.
Adam, Chris Marston, what's the prognosis? Look like a hamstring?
It looks like a hamstring. I'm not sure how bad, so we'll get a scan tomorrow and we'll get onto it as quick as he can.
And you've wanted to keep a close eye on Jeremy McGovern. He finished on the bench. I think, how's he at this point?
I don't know, yeah. I haven't got a medical report yet, so.
Is he in doubt? Is there any issue?
No, I think we had four on the bench, so. And they were all players who we've been managing, so.
Can you talk us through those final 2 minutes when someone came off and you didn't replace him and you had the four fit guys on the bench plus Masters?
There was only one scenario that we didn't want to happen in the last 2 or 3 minutes, so we tried to manage our players and didn't want to disrespect St Kilda, but we wanted to get Josh off at some stage. Haven't been in the last 3 minutes, so, and I couldn't get him off either, so we tried to manage our players as best we could without disrespecting the game.
Is Jeremy fully healthy with that shoulder? To me, it just looked as though he wasn't quite going for his marking with a confidence in the left side. Did he spoil a bit with his right arm and so on?
Yeah, it looked like that, didn't it? First half, it looked like he was a bit carrying it a little bit, but the second half, he was fine. So it's a typical AC that sore and you got to look after, and there'll be lots and lots of players who play with it. So it's not a concern for this week. He's just got to play with a bit of pain, which I'm sure he's happy to do.
Let's assume Masto doesn't come up, or he's at least doubtful all week. Do you drag some boys out of East Perth tomorrow?
We'll have a look at that tonight. Yeah, it's a 5-day break after East Perth tomorrow, so we're going to manage our list as best we can. We've been dealing with it pretty well throughout the year with a bit of adversity and personnel changes, so this won't be any different.
Will Scott
be available? Yep. Yeah, he'll play.
It's a pretty significant achievement to finish second on the ladder. Can you just talk about how proud you are of the players and obviously combined with the adversity you faced this year as well?
Oh, look, we're really happy. We're ecstatic, and we hope all of our members and supporters are enjoying the ride as much as we are. We're all pretty young, despite my hair. We're all a young coaching group as well, and we've probably exceeded a lot of people's expectations internally. I think I don't think we've put a ceiling on what we can achieve, and yeah, we're enjoying the ride. We're a little bit different than the other top four sides. You know, they've hardened year in, year out top four team. So this is great learning for us, and you never know.
Adam Simpson, the coach of the West Coast Eagles, after his team defeated St Kilda.